colleagues, friends, many of you know how the situation is developing. Parnas hasn't been registered. It's the eighth biggest party, and it's tried to participate in the elections and register again. And in the 4 years between the last election for the Duma, no new party has been registered. There have been eight attempts from various different parties, groups of parties as well, various different political convictions and preferences, and not one successfully managed to register, which shows that the most important right, the right to freedom of association and participation in the elections, is not something that the Russian authorities are granting, and it is a direct violation. Indeed, it runs counter to Russian membership of the Council of Europe. So why am I here today? Well, and the day after tomorrow I'll be in Brussels. There's one simple reason, which is that there are going to be Duma elections on the 4th of December. There is no free access to those elections. That's the first point, the first position of the eight positions which characterize Russian elections. So the first point about freedom of elections is not forthcoming, is not extant in Russia. And the question really is a question of legitimacy. The Russian authorities won't be legitimate if they're not properly elected. So we need registration with proper procedures for that. And indeed, we need proper electoral observation from colleagues from abroad, including the PACE, the OSCE Parliamentary Assembly as well, and the European Parliament, so that the Europeans can legitimize, in the eyes of Russian society, the elections, or elections which will just be a pretense of the actual process, so just be an imitation, a mirage. So, Parnas and other seven parties haven't been granted registration, as I say, but it's also important that in Russia we should have long-term election observers, particularly from the ODIHR, the ODIHR, Democratic Institutions and Human Rights, the ODIHR of the OSCE. They're professional observers, they're not politicians, they're professional election observation people who basically give an account of how the elections have gone, if there are any infringements, what the overall picture is, whether there are elections or not worthy of the name, and whether they are an imitation of elections, in which case, as in the case of Belarus, they can't claim to be elected. So it's so important that professionals are there, not just politicians, but professionals should be going out there now, because the minimum amount of time for long-term election observation is 2 months, and that's in a few days' time. So, you know, there have been discussions between the Russian authorities and the ODIHR, and there's been a lot of tension, and the Russian authorities don't want the professionals to be there, the ODIHR, because they probably don't like their conclusions. So if there isn't an ODIHR mission, there's not much point in the politicians going, because they'll just be used for the noxious ends of the Russian authorities, because they'll just show you on the television going into all the election observation, the polling stations, and say, look, all of this is happening with due process. So it's better if you don't observe at all, frankly.